Hey there, y'all, and welcome back to another episode of Be Still and Run. I am your host, Allie Ann, and in today's episode, I wanted to give a testimony of just what God's been doing in my life concerning thoughts and concerning beliefs and knowing what we're missing, and then just the extent of not realizing how much we take for granted when we find out what we were missing and it's fulfilled and then it's taken away. It may sound kind of confusing, but all growing up through my teens, I knew I was missing something. And I'm gonna say when I was about 10 or 12, I remember I was just having a really bad day, and I picked up one of those pocket Bibles. I picked it up and I opened it and I read a verse that was very encouraging at the time. And I remember telling God, I was like, I just need to know what life could be like. And I just kind of went on about my day. And the next day, no circumstances had changed. Nothing in my life had changed. But I had never been happier. I can't explain to you what the emotion was at that time because it was so long ago. But I remember it being totally different, and I remember being very happy, very joyful. And the next day after that was completely back to normal. I was sad, I was lonely, I don't remember what I was feeling again because it was so long ago, but I was not happy, and I had that feeling again that something was missing. And all throughout my teens, my early 20s, I honestly felt like something was just missing in the Christian life. And people would tell me that it's just normal. I just needed to learn to live with it. But something inside of me, I just knew that that wasn't true. I just knew that I needed to keep searching for whatever it was. And y'all, I was a Christian this entire time. I became a Christian when I was 8. And because I had no discipleship until I was 21, I really struggled throughout my teens and my later childhood years. I didn't actually start growing until I was in my early 20s as a Christian and actually growing in my relationship with God and everything. So it's not like that something missing was that I was not saved. There was something in the Christian life that something inside of me just knew there was supposed to be more. And it wasn't until, I'm gonna say, the beginning of last year when I found what I was missing. I literally, my entire life, all of last year was the best year of my entire life. And it wasn't necessarily circumstances, because it was a very rough year last year. There was a lot of different things going on, a lot of trials and different circumstances in a family's life that really just was very unsteadying, very unsure. But I had found what I was missing, and it was a relationship with Jesus in a way that I had never experienced before. And it wasn't until this year that I experienced God in an entirely new way. This time was a mixture of joy and sadness at the same time, because I realized more to an extent of how much of a sinner I am and how much God loves me and who God is. And it just really messed with my, I guess you would say, my pride and my selfishness and everything, to where I was like, God, I want to completely surrender to you. And so the last few months have been very difficult for me, but like I said, or like I'm telling you in the testimony that I'll try and let you get to in a minute, that for about 2 weeks, I lost what I had just newly found in my relationship with God, and I was devastated. I was depressed. It was awful. I was like, God, what is going on? I can't live like this. And it kind of reminded me of, you never know what you're missing until you have it. And then once you lose it, you then really, really realize how much you're missing when you don't have it. And so today I just wanted to share a testimony, and it is on our nutrition, because it is on our thoughts and what we think and how we're feeding ourselves. So it does go in with this month. On the blog for today's outline, I give like a little assignment using Psalm 107 just to get you thinking. I just have you read over that chapter and then answer a few questions and just kind of think about it. So you can head over there. I'll have the link in the description. But I just wanted to say that really quick. And I apologize if the recording sounds really bad. I have not listened to it. And as long as it is audible, I am going to leave it that way, because I got off work early and that day was, well, you'll learn in the testimony. Hopefully it's audible and I don't have to re-record it. So I apologize if it is difficult to hear. So I'll let you get to the episode. Thank you guys very much for tuning in, and have a great week. So I've been relating to the character of Moses a lot recently, just with where God's leading me and different things he's laying on my heart. And it seems to be coming up like everywhere I look, no matter what Bible study I'm in. If somebody sends me a verse that they're working on, God seems to keep laying that that story before me, to where I started realizing there was a pattern, but I wasn't quite ready to grasp it. But I just wanted to give like a testimony for this episode, and I thought it was really cool how it lined up, because this is like perfect timing. But if you couldn't tell in the last episode, I wasn't as very enthusiastic, and it was because I recorded that during a time I was just like really low. I was really discouraged, really depressed. I had no passion, no enthusiasm for anything that I felt the Lord was leading me to. I just had lost everything, to the point to where I was ready to either give up or take a break or something, because I was like, I can't do something half-heartedly. I had no motivation to do it. So for the testimony that I wanted to give, it goes back to about a year ago. God started asking me, or laying on my heart, the question, "What do you want?" And he kept asking. I can't say every day or every week, but sometimes it felt like it. It was at least once a month, I would say. But he kept laying that on my heart, and I'm like thinking, I don't know what I want. Like, I felt very blessed at the time. I was like, I don't know what I want. And he kept asking, so occasionally I would tell him what I want, or tell him what I thought I wanted, and then tell him like, but you know what I need, or whatever. And sometimes I'd be like, I don't know what I want. I would just honestly respond to that question, I don't know, but you do. And just implying that, can you give me what I want? Because I don't know what it is. And so every year, a friend and I, for I don't know how many years now, but we pick a verse that we feel God is laying on our heart. And then it's really neat to see how each year he uses that verse for throughout the year. And for this year, God kept laying on my heart Psalm 37:4. And I'm like, God, I do not want that verse. And I was like, I really, deep down, even though I wouldn't have admitted it, I really felt like God would not answer that verse, or would not give me the desires of my heart. I felt like, I've been trying to delight myself in you for years. You
have held back so many different desires that are really deep in my heart, the ones that I really want. And he was here like a lot, giving me things that I wanted or desired, but they weren't like the things that I really strongly wanted that was deep inside of my heart. And so I just kept arguing with him about that verse every time it would come up, every time I would pray about, like, Lord, for 2023, what should be the verse I pick? And Psalm 37:4 just kept coming up, which, if you guys don't know, it's delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. And so finally I gave in. I was like, okay, this is the verse I'm going to choose for this year. I'm going to say January and February, that was technically all I meditated or studied, like, during my quiet time. There was times that I would, you know, read other passages of scripture or study other things, but that was primarily what my focus and my attention was on, was Psalm 37:4. It was like every morning, it would, like, God would lay on my heart, you need to, like, meditate on this verse. You need to focus on this verse. And so I was like, okay. And I kept doing that. And over time, through different circumstances, I started to experience God in a way I never have before. I was convicted of my sin. I think I may have actually recently shared this in, it was either a blog post or it could have been on social media. It may have been on another podcast episode, but I saw my sin in a new light, and I had an awe of God that I never had before. I was like, I had a heart for the lost, and I saw the cross in a different light. And I had like this joy and this peace and this enthusiasm and this new courage and passion that I never had before. And I could just feel the presence of God for the most part. It was just like, I was like, this is the Christian life I have been longing for. This is like what I have been missing. And I at the time didn't really quite understand what this was, but it was, I kept praying through encouragement of our pastor to pray for God to fill me with his spirit and to pour out his spirit over me. And I would just continually ask God for that. And it became a daily thing until, I don't exactly know what happened, but God asked me again. He said, what do you want? And I was just like, God, I don't know. I was like, I have you, but I don't know what I want. And I couldn't understand why he kept asking me, and I kept getting frustrated. I was like, I don't know. Why do you keep asking me a question I don't know the answer to? And my sister at one point implied, she's like, do you really think God would ask you a question over and over that you don't know the answer to? And I never really quite came to an answer to her question because I wasn't sure. But for the last, we'll say, 2 weeks, I have, like, everything that I had come to love in my relationship with Christ just seemed to die. I literally felt like God left me. And according to scripture, Jesus promises never to leave us. So I knew that wasn't true. And it didn't matter how many times I fell on my knees and I was like asking God what happened. Like, I lost all my passion. I lost all of my joy. Like, everything in the Christian life just seemed difficult. And I was like, what is going on? I can't. And I tried to produce joy in myself. I tried to smile. I tried to be at peace, and it all felt fake. It didn't feel like it was real. And I was like, this can't be happening. Like, what is going on? I thought maybe I was not losing my mind in a literal sense, but I thought maybe I wasn't really quite realizing reality. So anyway, I was really praying about it and really seeking God about it in a half-hearted way, because I figured eventually it would change back to normal. I figured it was just a phase. Well, then we went to prayer meeting Wednesday night, and I felt nothing. I had no desire to pray. I felt no conviction. I felt no joy. I was just like, God, what is happening? And so then the next day, I really love going to my pastor and his wife's house, and we were going there for small group. And I just didn't want to be there. I was like, God, like, what is going on? I have never felt that way going to small group. I loved going to small group, and I was like, something is just not right. And the next morning, which would have been this morning, I was like, God, I can't do this anymore. What is going on? And I don't know if you guys know what wisdom searches are, but you go through the Psalms and Proverbs for the day, and you just ask God to speak to you, either for a particular reason or just to get some kind of wisdom or insight. And I was like, God, I need to know what is going on. I need to know what is happening in my heart. And so a lot of verses started coming up about like depression and sadness. And I can't remember what the verses I wrote down was, but I'm like, okay, now what needs to change? Like, what happened to make my heart like this? And Psalm 16:11 came to mind. It says, "Thou wilt shew me the path of life, and thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." And the word presence seemed to jump out at me. And I actually had to use a concordance to find where that scripture was, because I am horrible at remembering the references. But I found it, and I decided that I would meditate on verses 8 through 11 of Psalm 16. So I wrote them down on a paper with the date, and then put it in my pocket so I could pull it out and read it throughout the day. Well, then I had asked a friend about an hour earlier what verse God had laid on her heart for that day. And she, I think it was in Exodus 33. And it was talking about God's presence. And it just hit me in that moment. I was like, wait a minute. I've lost the presence of God. I don't have that. I was like, is that what is missing? Is that what happened? I jumped out of his presence. And as I thought about that the rest of the day, I was like, God, I need you back. It was like when the people in the Old Testament, the Israelites, when the Ark of God was stolen, it grieved them. And I was like, God, I need your presence back. I need you. And as I thought about it during the rest of that morning, I was like, what happened to make me lose his presence? And I realized that my thoughts weren't thinking, or hadn't been thinking, unnecessarily wrong things or what we as humans would think are sinful. But I was not focused on God, and I was not focused on his word. And I couldn't actually remember the last time that I really actually sat in his presence, like in my mind, like just been like, God, can you go with me today? Or just like acknowledging him throughout the day or meditating on a verse, I was like, my mind has literally been consumed with junk food. Like, talking about nutrition this month, I realized I had been chewing on junk food. But if you could turn it more into like a healthy junk food, because the thoughts weren't necessarily bad. They were like, you know, thinking of, well, that would be so cool to witness to this person or to talk to this person or encourage this person or to do whatever, something like that. And I was like really filling my mind with not healthy food that my brain or my soul could feed off of. And I realized, oh, that's what I'm missing. Like, that's what I stopped doing. I quit meditating on the word. And I wish I knew what verse was for today. But the fact that there are so many scriptures that talk about meditating on the word and how precious it is. I'll try to write down some scriptures and share them. I don't remember exactly what my notes are for this podcast because I got off work early and I was like, I gotta share this testimony. It's perfect. So I have no idea what the actual notes originally are for this. I might turn it into a different post elsewhere. But I want to find some verses about what the word is and share that with you guys, because you never know what you're missing until you find it and then you don't have it. So, like, my whole life I've thought, if only I could taste. Well, once you taste it, and if you always have it, you don't know what you're missing. Like, you don't grasp the full flavor, and you don't grasp the appreciation and the gratefulness for that as much as if you have it and then you lose it. And I personally am so grateful that February, March, so about 2.5 months, I felt like I was in the presence of God, like, almost every day. It was like I was fully focused on Him, fully seeking Him, and my prayer life and everything just seemed to jump forward multiple notches, or whatever you want to call it, but it just was so rich, and I was so filled and so satisfied. And then for the last 2 weeks to lose that, it made me appreciate it in a way that I never would have had I not lost it, had I not lost the presence of God. And so I just want to encourage you guys to just choose a verse for the day or for tomorrow, depending on when you listen to this, and write it down on a note card and just carry it with you throughout the day and kind of look at it and pray over it. And then the next day, just do the same thing. And you kind of got to remember that our thoughts are like seeds. So we're going to plant these seeds, and we can't expect to go out the next morning and see flowers full bloom or to see trees producing fruit. But kind of like when a child plants a seed, they go out the next day all excited and they're like, oh, I gotta see mom if it's grown. We have to remember that our thoughts are like seeds. And so we need to be feeding our minds with what we need and with what is true and with what is good and wholesome and pure. I can't think of, I've always had a hard time memorizing Philippians 4:8. But if you look at that, it shows us what the thoughts are that we should be planting in our minds to feed our soul. And all of those descriptions describe the Word of God. So we can never fail by meditating on the Word of God, which is where we get our life. And I wish I could think of a few verses that tell us about God's Word. One of them could be when Jesus tells Satan that every man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God that proceeds out of his mouth, or something like that. but there is just so many scriptures that talk about his word and how it's food to our soul. So I just want to encourage you guys to just start planting good seeds, just start planting the word of God into your mind and let it get into your soul. And I want you to meditate on those verses, to think about those verses throughout the day, with the intention of getting to know God, with the intention of focusing on him and just falling in love with him. God is a personal God. He wants a relationship with us. That's, like I've said before, that is the reason he sent Jesus to earth, was to reconcile our relationship with the Father. So that should be your goal, is to get to know God. He literally, if you think about who God is, he wants a relationship with us. Why would we not want that? Why would we not want a relationship with God, who created us, who created everything around us, who put those desires in us so that we would be drawn to have a relationship with him? And a lot of times we ruin it by trying to focus on other things. But I'll let you guys go, and I pray that this was an encouragement, and I will see you next time.